Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, we're taking you into the weekend, everybody, with a Football Friday. Appreciate you joining us. Sorry about the bugs with David Benefield, but we'll bring him back. What he said was great. As always, what he said was the pearls. Maybe we had connection issues, but the main thing was the quality of what he said.
Yeah.
Coming up, Anwar Stewart. He is the defensive line coach with the Kentucky Wildcats. You know him after 13 seasons in the Canadian Football League with the Alouettes and Stampeders. Hall of Famer, to be sure. Anwar Stewart's going to be with us, and Matthew Schinetti coming up. But we got some serious CFL topics on the table. Our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is, I got to make sure I got this worded properly, who do you support in the CFL return to play saga? The CFL, the players, or both? And the whopping majority, and I will give you credit, Clark, this was his idea to add the option of both. It leads 56% on Twitter, 31% of you saying you're with the players, and 13% say you're with the Canadian Football League, because the players came out and just lambasted Commissioner Randy Ambrosi yesterday for, where's the plan? Why aren't we hearing anything? And then David Benefield was saying late last hour about the CFL's lack of marketing of their players. Rick Haglund, one of our viewers, writes in and says, are we afraid that hyped players will be unaffordable? That's a recipe for imploding weakness. I'm just going to continue rolling with this. Conrad writes in, how does a guy like Benefield, who gets it, not have an influential position in the league? Just spitballing here, I would suggest, because he's too outspoken. And they don't want that. And from what I do hear from football people is that they don't want to beef up the players' profiles, because then they do become unaffordable. That's what I hear. But I'm not in CFL front offices. And I'll just say one more, John, because you got a point. Glenn Erickson writes in from Alberta, and he says, can you put it up on the main screen, guys? Does anybody miss the old days when even CFL owners were kind of in the spotlight? Despite a few problems, some of them were so visible and flamboyant. Almost marketing machines in their own right.
Good
That's
point.
How they became millionaires.
That's great. Yeah, but
Larry Rickman,
really
Sig Gucci.
That's right.
Even
that
those guys in Toronto, David Sinnerman and Howard Sokolowski.
That helped a lot.
Corey Leah writes in and says, outspoken is what they need. It is, but they don't agree. So that's why we're all kind of sitting back and just going, guys, handle this crisis that you're in right now. We're all watching because they want to control everything. Handcuff people in a lot of ways. So we'll see if they get their way out of it. Now, you had a point, Lynch. What was it? Do you remember?
Well, the one right there, Glenn Erickson's, was great. Does anyone miss the old days when even the CFL owners were kind of in the spotlight? Remember that? You'd always interview the owner, eh? Sometimes he was almost a general manager, sort of in a way he was.
He was doing dealings for players, signing players, from what I understand.
But these guys were all characters, great personality. And they'd, mention how Riders were going to get killed by Winnipeg, or when they get out to Vancouver, they were going to kick the hell out of them and all that type of stuff. Really got you fired up. And they really got you interested in it. And they really cared. That's the thing. We want to know who cares about this team. Do the owners of this team care about it? Does the president of this team care about it? You ever hear about him? The chairman of the board, you ever hear about him? From Randy Beattie. What's it, Randy Beattie? Randy?
Yep.
Does he ever hear? I haven't heard about one word from him.
Look, it is in a way a Rider issue, but also a league-wide issue, and that's why I got tired of pulling teeth. I mean, I had a former, Hall of Fame marketing type guy, chairman guy, write me a while back and said this league has wanted to hibernate for 6 months. In all of its existence. They don't want to be a year-round league. I'm tired of pulling teeth of guys to do interviews and be visible. Listen, we'll do it. They don't want to do the interviews.
That's a great, great line, what you just said.
What?
It's true. Yeah, they just don't want to come out. They want to be left alone. But
yes,
to become the president of that Rough Rider team, and I'm sure it's the same with any NBA team, that's one of the things you got to do, be available.
Well, furthermore, dealing with one team over the years, trying to get them to do interviews in the offseason. No, we're not going to ask our players and coaches to do interviews in the offseason because it's their offseason. They shouldn't have to do interviews in the offseason. we're all in this together selling the damn league. But if you don't want to do it, what's the point?
Yeah.
So well, it's all coming back to bite him in the ass right now.
Yeah.
The lack of profile, because people are getting into NASCAR. People are getting into Korean baseball. PGA starting up.
Yep.
CFL sliding off the page, and there's nothing that we can do about it. If they don't want to meet us halfway, that's all.
Haven't heard any signings of the Rough Riders for about a month now. And they've signed some real good players. Pat Jones has signed some real good players. For
Paul Jones.
Paul Jones has signed some real good football players for this football.
Dion Lacy.
Yep.
He should have been on a media tour.
That's right. Oh.
Barry in Yellowknife writes in, he says, I miss seeing Mr. Furious every week on CFL broadcasts. His opinion counts. He speaks the truth. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth.
No.
And Barry in Whitehorse goes on to say, Frenzy makes Football Friday. Which you know, John. You might as well just keep that hat on because you're going to be the rock star of the day today. Although, Benefield did crush it.
He did a great job. He did a great job.
What's up with Anwar Stewart, guys? Just let me know. Oh, he hasn't logged in yet. Okay.
I mean, he was terrific. Stewart, I've always thought he was great. And he just showed him. He was
Steve Desio is watching, and I think he's the guy in Pennsylvania, right, Clark? I think he's in Pennsylvania. Yeah. He says, I am watching last night's sim replay of the Edmonton versus BC game. It's just fantastic, to use a Lynch line. See, everybody's going back to Twitch TV, looking up our simulation broadcast last night, and here's the CFL expanding into Pennsylvania with a pretty good football game in terms of quality, Doug Flutie's maximum football.
Yeah.
And although we haven't got approval from the CFL to run these simulations, we haven't not got approval from the CFL. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're just going to do it anyways, and I think it's a wonderful marketing tool for the CFL right now in this time, just like the SJHL simulation that got national attention. Colin in Ottawa writes in and says, Nelson Scalbini and Bruce McNall, some great examples of owners that you don't want because of that little thing called financial fraud. Well, we can sweep it under the carpet, can't we?
It's something.
That's not our problem.
To talk about. And they cared about the team.
Most folk heroes started out as criminals. J.R. Rowley in Cranbrook says, Rod Peterson for Coach's Corner on CFL. I'm not sure that I want it. Dave Spatafora, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of reality. I guess so.
Well,
but we were just saying the other day, on the drive up here, we got to put a camera in my car to videotape yours and my discussion coming up here. Because that's when the real talks are.
Well, let's do it. We've talked about it. Let's do it.
Let's stop talking about it.
That's right.
I just said the hens are coming home to roost.
Yeah.
I actually put on Twitter a couple months ago that the COVID-19 is draining the swamp. And I just got lambasted because people took it to mean that with all the people dying, that it was thinning the herd. And that's not what I meant. It's just that COVID-19 is exposing so many people, which is Trump's term for draining the swamp in Washington. Exposing the fat cats. The people that are a lot of style but no substance.
But
that's what I meant.
I was broadcasting 85 or 76 to 85, going to Toronto every year, going to see any stadium. Place was packed. Leo Cahill's Argonauts. Now, it was pre-Blue Jays and pre-Raptors, so I guess that's the reason why it was filled. But the place was filled. Toronto people do like the CFL. They like the CFL very much. Because it's location, they drive to work and go home, and then they have to drive back in the city is quite awkward. And I think they'll overcome that, though, if that team gets to be as good as Pinball tells us it will be. I look at the players he's got. He brought into camp. And I certainly wonder about a lot of them, Ron. I haven't heard about many of them.
Who, the Argos?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they've got a pretty good team. You can watch the simulation tonight, John, and see how they fare in Ottawa as they kick off at TD Place.
All right.
Brian Warishin from the Lion's Den podcast writes in, and dang it, Clark said to me, I got to put on the shirt that Brian sent from the Lion's Den podcast that I forgot. Maybe next break I will. Or at least next week. Because I got to I got a shirt from the Swift Current Colts football program that they gave me that I got to wear too. Now that it's summertime, but Brian says they would be stupid to have an issue with you running these sims. Any attention is good attention for the CFL.
Well, Brian, that's fantastic. There it is, right there. There it is, right there. Any attention is great, but they're very.
They want to control it.
Reluctant to put anything out there that people can see. They want to control it. It's got to go through so many loops and hoops to get anything done. They don't care. I'd like to meet a couple of these guys in the head office just to sit down and talk to them and see what kind of people they are. I don't think you'd find that they're really that much a CFL fan. It's just a job.
Oh, that's a good point. That is a good. I don't know. I don't know a lot of those people in the CFL office now. But I want to say this. We haven't got approval to run the CFL sims, but we haven't got disapproval either. It hasn't been shut down. I'd like to think they were waiting to see what we were going to run last night. As I said, two TSN people were watching, and we got a bravo. And we'll be running a doubleheader tonight. Sherry Petty writes in. She says, I became a CFL fan when the Argos had Joe Theismann at quarterback, and 50,000 fans at CNE was routine. I want to tell you, Joe Theismann is the best public speaker I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I have seen 1,000.
He's great.
He came in and spoke at the Rams fundraiser a couple years ago. Yeah. He was so good.
He was
so polished.
Yeah.
So class.
And he said after that meeting or that dinner, I went and talked to him. And I said, how are you doing? He said, oh, it's so damn cold here, Delich. I forgot how cold it is.
That's
and,
right.
Know, I go back on Monday to my buddies in Mississippi, in Manchester, Ohio, for our Monday morning coffee. And when I tell them that it was 48 below in Regina, they'll say, you're crazy. You're full of it. There was no such thing. You were stupid to go up there. Why did you do that?
Well, you know what? I saw Theismann at a blackjack table in the Encore Hotel in Vegas, casino and hotel, just in a golf shirt and khakis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just look like $10 million in a golf shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, and they say God created us all equal. Yeah, right.
But he was happy to come. He said he really enjoyed it. He told me he really loved playing in Regina. You know why? He said it was exciting because the fans made it exciting. Isn't that something?
From Steve in Pennsylvania, he says TSN should be showing these CFL sims as well as ESPN on one of their many networks. I said to my wife last weekend, ESPN is running computer simulations of Major League Baseball on Saturday afternoons, and they've brought in MLB announcers, Major League Baseball announcers, to call computer games. And we're watching it. Who's the stupid ones? Steve Bujaki says, what time do the sims start? Nelson, can you answer that? Last night's game was so realistic. The Eskimos, home to the BC Lions, that the people watching in Eastern Canada said it was late. They had to go to bed. They'll find out in the morning who won. Just like real CFL games. So my guess, 5 p.m. tonight, Nelson? Mountain? I don't think we're going to get Anwar Stewart today because he is not logged in. So maybe we'll reschedule, maybe not. We've got Matthew Schinetti coming up from TSN, though, and he'll talk about tonight's TSN Football Friday broadcast that they're doing. We got a sports update coming back. Dupes coming back. We'll check the poll results and read more of your Prairie Mobile text messages. Thank you for joining us for coffee on this Friday morning. It is Canada's morning sports talk show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Matt, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Matthew Schenetti coming up from TSN, CFL on TSN. I'm telling you, some of our viewer comments today, I'd love if you guys would write in where you're watching from, too, because there's some new people watching. Every day we have new people. Ralph Core writes in and he says, Joe Theismann is polished because he's a Notre Dame graduate. Always speaks highly of the CFL. I'm telling you, there's just something about Joe Theismann. He just exudes class.
He sure does.
Brian Eitnayer in Regina says, Rod, where do you watch these games? You have piqued my interest. It's pinned at the top, the guys tell me. And it's twitch.tv. Write down with your pen, guys. Twitch.tv. Just log into it. Or download the app, and you want to search NHacker49, and you can watch a CFL Friday Night Football doubleheader tonight. There's the link. Guy writing into my Instagram right now. Are these being streamed at all? Yeah, everybody wants to watch the computer games. It's good enough for ESPN and Major League Baseball, but not good enough for Canada. Sports update. The start was even more quiet than usual for a Thursday morning on the PGA Tour. Only the silence never left over the next 12 hours as golf was back to business at the Charles Schwab Challenge. Sung Kang made a hole-in-one on the 13th hole and didn't realize it until he was 50 yards from the green. This was at the PGA event yesterday, opening round. Phil Mickelson made a birdie and instinctively pinched the brim of his cap to acknowledge a crowd that wasn't even there. Justin Rose leads at 7-under. Three others are one shot back. Today is day two. The NFL is committing $250 million over 10 years to social justice initiatives, targeting what it calls systemic racism and supporting the battle against the ongoing and historic injustices faced by African Americans. The league, which has raised $44 million in donations through its Inspire Change program, announced the additional $206 million commitment Thursday. It plans to work collaboratively with NFL players to support programs to address criminal justice reform, police reforms, and economic and educational advancement. And rivals will be reunited in Florida as Toronto FC was drawn with the Montreal Impact in Group C at the MLS Is Back tournament. The two Canadian teams are joined by DC United and the New England Revolution. They're in one group of the MLS tournament to end the year in Orlando. It's a World Cup-style format. The Vancouver Whitecaps can also look forward to a regional rival. They're in Group B, along with the seeded Seattle Sounders, FC Dallas, and San Jose Earthquakes. Organizers set up another derby by placing expansion Inter-Miami in Group A with Orlando City. The Florida teams will face off to kick off the tournament. The 54-game World Cup-style tournament runs July 8th to the August 11th at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World in the Orlando area. Ever been to Orlando, Lynch?
Nope.
Oh, it's great. I love Orlando.
Love to be there.
This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. Where it is Fish Friday, by the way. And I'm telling you, I say it every Friday, it hasn't changed. It's the best fish and chips I've ever had. Imagine this, Lynch. Haddock, rolled in crushed salt and vinegar chips and deep fried.
Oh, love to see. I have that. I love fish and chips so much. I had it again last night.
The best I've had near the ocean, here in the prairies, big city, small town. Nothing better than Wendell Clark's fish and chips. Yeah. I guarantee it'll be the best you've ever had. And if it's not, I'll eat my shorts. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Energy Bars, seven delicious flavors, fresh, all natural, healthy and delicious. G2G Energy Bars. Ben Cahoon is the Canadian sales rep for them. RP Show viewers get 20% off by using the promo code RP Show. Go to g2gbars.ca. Enter the promo code now. Now, I'm a little jammed up here, guys. I don't understand. We were supposed to have Matthew Schenetti at 11:30. Now you're telling me Anwar Stewart in a minute. So what are we going to do? What can we, what can, if, is it a connection problem with Anwar or is he late? Okay, so I'd rather go with Matthew. Can I make that audible here? Well, I'd like to go with the guy that's scheduled. That's what we need to do. Donald in Ottawa writes in and says, I miss Mr. Furious on TV. So frustrating that U Sports has an interest in promoting its sports programs. Paul Totsky checking in from Waterloo, Ontario today. And Jason Wall says, hello from Winnipeg, Blue Bomber Land. Look at this. And Jacques Dupuis, sunny Ottawa here.
Yeah.
Everybody checking in from where they're watching from today. That just warms my heart. They're CFL fans from across the land.
They care about the teams. They care about the league. Oh, boy.
Well, are they tuning in for an update? Because there isn't one. We can, you know, go back and cover all of where we've been so far on the program today. David Benefield just dropping truth bombs left and right about CFL marketing, how it needs to improve and boost the players, similar to what the NBA does. It wouldn't hurt to go watch what all the NBA players are doing and the teams and just copy it. There's nothing wrong with that. When you're starting from scratch, really, in a lot of ways. And they also talked about, we have talked a lot about Canada West Sports, U Sports canceling their sports in the fall, the Ontario University Association, the Atlantic Association. I'm a little bothered by the fact that these university people are coming to me, parents of players, coaches, and I feel bad, John, because I'm sitting here going, you can't fight City Hall. There's a reason that that's a saying or a cliche. What are we going to do? What am I missing?
Well, it's that the people down there don't care enough. The powers that be don't think it's worthwhile to have sports and don't realize how big a factor sports is in our life and how important it is at the universities and has been there for years. It amazes me. It just dazzles me that this is happening. They're not realistic about things. They'll say it's a money factor, etc., but the cost of what?
Well, I guess we do need to stand up and fight for what's important. And I'll say this, when people say sports aren't a priority, well, I'll tell you what, CFL players are now officially missing game checks. And I don't see any announcement from the federal government giving players federal aid. And don't even get me started on the American player issue. That hasn't been sorted out yet. So I'll tell you what, if I was a young father of three, because I'm now an old father of three, but if I couldn't feed my family, that becomes a priority. I'm sorry if you don't like sports or not. It's a priority for me. Oh, health's more important. How about the health of my kids that I can't afford to feed? You're one step away from going to rob somebody. That's the crisis that we're getting to. And regarding the profile of the CFL and the ownership, the flamboyant owners of the CFL over the years, Nate in North Battleford writes in and says, you haven't even mentioned the Gliebermans yet. Imagine a reality show following the ownership of the Rough Riders and Renegades. Oh, boy. You'd have to have a beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Censored thing. Follow Lonnie Gleiberman on Instagram, by the way. He's a must follow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of topics on the table for Matthew Schenetti, who joins us from the CFL on TSN, who, if I'm not mistaken, has not stopped working through all of this. How you doing, Matt? Good day.
I'm good, Rod. How are you, my friend?
We're good. We're pretty happy here, but the same can't be said for a lot of sports fans and athletes and coaches across the country, as you well know. What do you think about the state of affairs in university football and CFL since the last time we chatted with you?
Actually, I was speaking to a someone from my alma mater, Ryerson University, a hockey player who was dealing with the fact that the OUA was likely going to have to battle with, this is before the announcement came out, whether there would be a hockey season and what that would look like and just the the added mental effect of not participating. This is a hockey player who played in the WHL, who had moved around in several cities, and he said it was going to be tough. And knowing that now we know that the high-performance athletes in Canadian university sports won't be participating in a competitive season, at least not until the beginning of 2021, that's tough because there are so many universities, pick a part of the country that have long-standing, rich legacies with hockey, football, volleyball, basketball. It's disappointing. Now, with the CFL side of it, I think you're starting to see on as you mentioned, Rod, the fact that players are missing game checks, and many of them are starting to wonder what is going on. And we heard a bit yesterday when my colleague Rod Smith interviewed Randy Ambrosi just a bit, talking about a plan with the PA, and then the PA coming out and saying, we don't know what they're talking about. It seems like there's so many unknowns, and if it's frustrating for me as someone who and yourself as well, Rod, I can't imagine what it's like for men.
Oh, no, not at all. And that's why I'm trying our best not to criticize anybody, because there's no handbook. It's new for everybody. And our poll, by the way, Matt, today is who do you support, players, the CFL, or both? The runaway winner is both. People just want to see the guys on the field. They don't want to pick sides. They want to have a positive conclusion to this and football games in 2020. Now, our comments have just gone crazy here because people got questions for you, all our viewers. So my big one is the Friday night TSN football show you guys are debuting tonight. Can we start there? What do we need to know?
20 is our way of saying to the fans, listen, we know that this was supposed to be week one. We know that you were expecting to see the Bombers and the Ticats kick off the season, and we're not there, and we don't know when we're going to be back, but we wanted to give everyone their much-needed dose of Davis Sanchez, Milt Stegall, Matt Dunnigan, Glenn Suter, and a bit of a tip of the cap to Chris Cuthbert, our great colleague who's moved on, and the legacy that he leaves behind in the CFL on TSN. But as I mentioned, Rod Smith will be talking with Randy Ambrosi. I'm speaking to Brian Ramsey, the executive director of the CFLPA, and we're taking a look at the season. This week is a focus on where we go from here, what options there are in front of us. But I can tell you that in the weeks ahead, we will be talking football because we are still operating as if there's going to be a season, however it's going to look. But this is just our way of trying to give all those CFL fans their fix, because we're missing games and we're missing the regular season as much as anybody else.
Well, Matt, I don't know if TSN consulted with a psychologist or not, but I can tell you as a mental health professional that I am, it makes people feel safe when there's normalcy in their life. So do you understand how important it is for you guys to be on the air tonight? Talk about whatever the hell you want. Play tiddlywinks. People just want to see you because it's going to make them feel better.
Yeah, the one thing that you get to know about CFL fans, and I think I mentioned this to you last time I was on, is the community. Just the depth of love and attachment CFL fans across the country have. And I think it really, the closest thing that I think there's a comparison to would be American college football. But here it's different. It's generational attachments to teams, obviously, speaking to you in the great province of Saskatchewan. But there are so many pockets of this country that love this sport so much, and not just the sport, but the community, the fans, people. It's appointment viewing to watch Friday night football, Thursday night football, but also to be around each other at the stadiums in particular. And that's going to be difficult because whatever happens this season, if we're looking at an iteration of a hub city or multiple hub cities, that closeness won't be there. So I think with having a show like CFL 2020 and what we're trying to do, it's offering fans that sense of community with the recognizable faces that they see. And, I can't give everything away, but we're definitely going to be trying to do some creative things over the next few weeks, because we want fans to know that we miss them as much as they miss us. And, I can tell you personally, I miss the chirps that I get from Ticats fans in the east end of Hamilton to the fans, TD Place, to the fans at BMO Field. So there is, you know, for me as well, I was just saying to people at TSN, it feels so odd. It's, you know, the middle of June, and yeah, we're not even where we should be, and that's tough. If it's tough for me, it's tough for everybody.
I bet you get some good chirps from the players too. I could just imagine during warmups and during the game. Does one come to mind?
You know, it's not so much the chirps. You know, players will chirp me, obviously, because of my lack of catching ability. And the one man who chirps me so much, and if anyone wants to see him in all his glory, this week it would be Mike Riley, because Mike Riley, I did a workout video with him, and he's just nonstop chirping me about my workout form, about strength, about my physical abilities. But it's all in good fun, and that's the thing that I love probably most about the CFL, is that I'm not somebody who takes himself incredibly seriously to begin with, Rod. And the CFL's kind of allowed me a platform to be myself, and being myself, the way I interact with players and fans. It's such a pleasure. I mean, these 6 months of the year are just meant to, you talk about, you know, the ordinary and mental health aspect, routine aspect of it. It's something I'm missing as well.
Yeah, good for you. So just some fan questions before I let you go. Colin in Ottawa has a professional/personal question. He says, ask Matt if he would have became a fan of the CFL if it weren't for his job, because I think he was a soccer guy before getting hired by the National Post. Did your job make you a CFL fan? How would you answer that?
Question also says, also Red Devils suck, but New York Jets rock.
Oh, you suck.
There you go, yeah. Very interesting statement. Here is a little known fact. My dad had season tickets to the Argos season when Rocket Ishmael was there. I was quite young at that time. Would I have been a CFL fan? Truth be told, I didn't embrace the league as much as I have now until I was given the option, not the option, but I was given the kind of the order to go out and be a CFL reporter for the National Post. I was a soccer guy. I grew up a lifelong, huge, devoted Manchester United fan. But the CFL, especially in 2011, when I got to cover the Ticats in their last season in Ivor Wynne, that was it. I mean, I was hook, line, and sinker, and my heart was sold to the league. And again, not just the league itself, but those fans in Hamilton, Argos fans who I've been around for 10 years now, and Ottawa fans too. I mean, I one of the great joys that I get during the season is be able to go up to TD Place, because it's, I count myself very lucky that the league has become such a big part of my life.
Matthew, John Lynch here. What is your own feeling about things? Do you think we're going to get all together? The commissioner is going to be able to put it together so we can have some kind of league this year?
You know, I think what's going to be interesting is what happens in the next couple of days with the NHL. Because, and the reason I say that is if the Canadian government makes a decision about the 14-day quarantine that will allow NHL players to come up here, whether it's the hub city in Vancouver or Edmonton or Toronto, I think that will have a tremendous impact on what happens with the CFL season. And I think it's quite incredible that when you really think about the infrastructure of the CFL, what would have to be done, it's about getting those players past the border. And if they can do that with such a significant amount of players living in the United States, if they can do that, that is one check mark. The other check mark has to be salaries. And we're not just seeing this as not exclusive to the CFL, also an MLB issue that we're seeing with baseball. You know, we're talking about leagues who haven't played yet. And if you haven't played yet, you haven't gotten a game check. So unlike the NBA and the NHL, these guys haven't been paid. So after getting players over the border and their checks, then we're closer than we want to be. But right now, those two things have to get together. The only thing you can do to get those two things together is you got to get Randy Ambrosi and Brian Ramsey and Solomon Alamimian all talking on a regular basis, because apparently, given what Brian Ramsey said yesterday, that's not happening. But you also have to see what the federal government, what it will allow for players to come over the border.
Last one, Matt, we'll let you go. I think Anwar Stewart is standing by from Kentucky, but Pat in Saskatoon wanted to know if you had a new set of chucks ready to debut tonight on Friday Night Football or Week 1.
That is always a question that I'm asked. I've been asked if I have quarantine chucks. I've been asked if I have a whole slew of checks in boxes. I cannot give away anything. It may not be this week. It may not be the week after, but they will make an appearance at some point. I can guarantee you that. It is written in my contract that in this show, my checks have to make an appearance because they are as important as anything else that I bring. So they will make an appearance at some point. It may not be tonight.
What a great brand. Matt, hey, break a leg tonight. Say hey to all my friends, the guys and gals at CFL on TSN, and stay safe, my friend. He gone. Right. Matthew Schenetti from the CFL on TSN will be watching tonight. Frenzy, your ride's here.
Yep. Got to head out now.
All right. It's the Frenzy walk-off. We haven't seen it for a while.
It's been great.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Grant. Appreciate it. Can we take a quick break and go to Anwar? That'll work? Okay. We'll be right back with Anwar Stewart, everybody, on this Football Friday on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, and we appreciate Anwar Stewart sticking with us. He is a defensive line coach with the Kentucky Wildcats, and as I mentioned, so many great seasons in the Canadian Football League, 13 of them, Stampeders and Alouettes, and he joins us today. Anwar, I appreciate the time, my man. May I first say, where are you joining us from today? Are you in Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm upstairs in my entertainment room.
How is life in Kentucky right now and as an NCAA coach? What's the last 3 months been like for you?
You know what? For me, it's been awesome. I've had an opportunity to really just sit back and figure out new ways, you know, to help get my D-line better. And so, man, I've just had my head deep into, you know, film and teach tapes. A lot of Zoom with the guys. Right now, we've just got the guys back on campus. So there's going to be three phases. And so the first phase was this Monday. The next phase of guys will come in the next Monday, and then the freshmen will come in the following Monday. So we're getting the guys back on campus, and they're starting to work out.
Well, that is the most positive news I've heard from anybody in a long, long time. But can I ask you this? I just thought you were going to be a career CFL guy. You played so long, then you got into coaching, then all of a sudden Kentucky came up, and you've been there ever since. How did that come about, and how much are you enjoying it?
You know what? It's really one of those things where it's a dream come true. You know what? I didn't know what direction I was going to go in college or professionally, but what I did know is that I wanted to coach. And so, you know, I was there in Montreal 14, 15, and 16. And then, so what I did was in the middle of the season of 16, I contacted Coach Mark Stoops by email, and he returned my email like probably the next day or so. And I just told him like, hey, look, coach, I'm looking to get maybe, you know, learn the college game and see if it's something that I want to do. And he opened the door for me. And at the same time, you know, Montreal, we weren't doing so well. The coaching staff, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on with that. And it just got to a point where it was just like, God was just like, it's time for you to move. And so the opportunity was there and I came and it's been a great journey and I'm loving it.
Anwar, I got to say this. One of the great things of this show is we have CFL fans around the world watching. But Casey Cree writes in and says, please tell Anwar, Casey from Montreal says hi. So there's a lot of people in Montreal that have wanted to, that couldn't wait for this interview. And the second I said Montreal, or maybe it's Casey, you just went like this. When I say Montreal, what do you think?
You know what, man, I'm a Montrealer forever, you know? And you know what? I don't think nobody did it better than we did for a long time. And I think that we're going to be, you know, we're going to continue to be one of those top teams that you would always talk about when you talk about a decade of dominance and how we, you know, how we carried ourselves and how we played. And so, you know, Montreal is always my second home. I love it there. I love the people, the fans, the food, the culture, the whole nine. So Montreal is always going to be a home away from home for me.
Well, here we go. I had a bunch of questions, but now the fans want to tear into you. And I say that in jest because they love you so much. But Jeff, the Stamps fan in Calgary, says, can you ask Anwar if he regrets not getting a better chance in Calgary? Because you kind of jump back and forth. What's that story all about?
So when I first got there, you know, Shante people and a lot of guys were there. And I had, you know, I had a really good preseason. But what people have to understand is that there's a ratio. And so at that time, you know, there was no room for me. And so I left. And then when I came back in 2002, I came back and, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, while he had another schedule or something for somebody else. And so I ended up going to Montreal. And then when I went back to Calgary, it was great because, you know, I had came back. I was, 35 years old in 2012. And I'll be honest with you, Rod, I knew I was going to play in the 100 Grey Cup. I knew I was going to do that because that was a vision and a dream that I had multiple times. I just didn't know who I was going to, you know, be there for. And I'll be honest with you, I had an opportunity to either go to Toronto or Calgary, and I decided to go back to Calgary because I loved the culture and I loved everybody that was there.
Oh, I got to tell you something. You just said Shante Peoples, man, and my mind just flashed. There's a guy that doesn't get his due as a player, man. He was a beast. What do you remember about Shante Peoples back in the day?
Man, he was a physical, had a motor. I mean, he was a guy, man. He just made plays. I sat and I would just sit there as a rookie, be like, wow, man, like I can really learn a lot from this guy, you know. And I talked to him a lot, and him and Ray, it was a great thing, you know. Big Chill and Big Ram and all those guys, man. It was a great group of guys. But you know what? We had a really good D line, and so you know, we had Joe. Man, I'm getting old. He was the nose, and so we. But man, it was a good team, and Wiley put a great team together, and it was exciting for me because I got to learn a lot.
Well, I'm thinking of 76, the D tackle Joe Fleming in there at nose was a real stud.
Yeah, Joe Fleming.
He was a beast too. So we're kind of jumping around a little bit here, Anwar, in terms of our questions. But Paul in Waterloo says, Anwar, who in Canada influenced your career the most?
Coach Jones. I'll say Coach Jones. awesome. He would all, like, he trusted me. He always gave me the green light to not do what I wanted to do, but he knew I was smart enough to understand what he wanted. And so he just did so many things with me. And to this day, you know, I still talk to him a lot, still talk to him. And so he influenced me a lot. Coach Jones, man, very smart, hardworking guy. And he's one of the reasons why I'm coaching. You know, he's one of the reasons why I'm coaching and why, you know, I'm a mentor to these young men. And I take the same, everything that he taught me, I'm taking the same thing into these, to the young men that I get here, you know. And so Coach John will probably be my most influential.
Well, we got to shoot him a text and tell him you said that, because, you know, when he came to Montreal, that was his first job. He was just a position coach. Yeah. When you look to where he climbed in his time, I just got to add, you mentioned the hard work, but from a instructional, tactical way, what made him so special?
You know what? He's just hard worker, man. He details, you know, always detailing your work. Always talk about, you know, being a professional and being on time. Just a little stuff like detailing your work, mannerisms, snap count. You know, how a certain offensive lineman is set, you know, how you can attack it, progressions, pass rush. You know, he was a big blitz guy, you know, and so, you know, at that time, you know, we ran a lot of zero blitz, and we always brought one guy more than, you know, they could block. And so I was always the boundary end. And so that's how I was able to be very successful, because, you know, I could get into a guy and then I could read, you know, Ricky Ray or whoever eyes, Damon Allen eyes, and pick it off, you know, and run it back. And it just got to a point where when you talk about most influence, he was, because, man, we would sit, just me and him, we would sit there for hours. I set quarterbacks and, all right, now here's the hot route. You know, he's going to run that slant. That's your opportunity to take it. You know, that type of thing, depending on, you know, his width, the receiver's width. And just a little stuff like that just made me a student of the game and really helped me to have a very successful career.
I swear we could sit here and do a whole Chris Jones day, because I got a million stories too, and they're all good. I don't understand why people hate him so much, because I like him. I like him a lot, and obviously so does Henry. Hey?
Bunch of redneck stories, no doubt.
Every single one of them, of course. The Rider fans are asking you about the poster over your back of the Grey Cup with AC. Is that 09 or 10? It's 10?
That is... That's
09. That's okay. Yeah, thanks.
So that's 2009.
Thanks for pointing that out, Anwar. So we talk.
Yeah,
it comes up almost every day here. I'm not joking. 13th man. We all know our side of it. What was your side of it? The end of the 09 Grey Cup?
60 minutes. You know, we always talk about 57 plus 3. And, you know, it's not over until that thing, to that clock strikes zero. And so we just played and played and played. And we was far behind, man, going into that fourth quarter with about 8 minutes to go. And you know what, man, we just freaking just pulled it out. And it was just, you know, get a stop here, get a stop here, get him the ball back. Let's put pressure on Durant. He'll throw us one. And we ended up doing that. And JB ended up picking it off and getting us in a field position for Damon. That's the thing, man. When I talked about when I was talking to you about detail, I mean, that's something that we go over all the time. You know, I last year at App State, I was actually the field goal block coordinator. And so, you know, you want to make sure, you better not go out there with 12 guys. You know, you got to have 11. And, you know, we went into North Carolina at the end of the game, and I put in a punt and a field goal block. And I had to make sure that the right guys were on and the right guys were off, because that picture pops up. And so that was one of the things that we did. Man, I tell you what, we ended up blocking it and winning the game. We were already up by three and beat North Carolina. So, you know, it's just little things.
Well, let me ask you this. How many personnel groups do you have on field goal defend? Off the top of your head, how many personnel? Yeah, go ahead.
I have a base that we do, and then if it's a longer field goal, and if we want to set up, if it's a longer field goal, or if it's certain sudden death and we got to have it, then I have a, I have another grouping that I put in.
So you got two?
Yep, I have another. It's two. I mean, yeah, because the thing about it is this, look, these young men, these college kids, and I know, you know, we're talking about professional, but these college, look, they got schoolwork, they have social media, they have some family, they got so many things going on. You can't put four and five different packages. You can't do that. If you want to, you got to be good at something. And so that's what our thing was. Let's be good at something. And we had a really good base, with our regular defense out there. I ran about maybe four different blocks or schemes. And then if I had to have it and we went desperation, I had another group and they knew who they were. And my D lineman knew that I had four guys going in, the linebackers out. If it was base, I had three D linemen in, a linebacker in. And so we knew that. And we just worked it and we practiced it. And then when it came time to execute it, we did that.
Well, because we had three, and that's where the confusion came from. You know, based on distance of field goal. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Football's been around a long time. Don't make it complicated. I think that some guys now, they think they're so smart. Yeah, you're so smart that you get your butt kicked because you got too much stuff going in, and the guys are not playing fast. And so that's why, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you don't have to have four or five different, you know, packages, this is whatever. You know, if you have two, three different packages and you work them and you work them and you work them, then you know what? You'll be really good at it. Be good at something. And so that was the thing. That was our motto, and we were good at it. We were good. We led the country in block field goals until the last game of the season. I think we ended up having five or six. You know, it was great. You know, that was the first time I coordinated me and DJ Smith, who's now at Missouri. You know, and we had a great time, man. We got out there, we found little stuff, man, little loopholes, and like, you know, the soft spots, and we attacked them, man. And I tell you what, it was a great, great experience and awesome time.
Were you ever around George Cortez in your time in Calgary? Was he the OC when you were there?
Yes, he was. Five plays
on offense, and they just ran variations on every single one. If you want to know why they were so good. Simple.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on that. Don't forget, I was there. So, I mean, like you said, he had one play, but he might have had three options.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
And if you have five plays and you got three options, you got 15. That's 15 plays.
Not that many.
That's more than enough.
Exactly.
That's right.
Anwar, of your four Grey Cups, I know it's an unfair question, but I'll ask it anyways. Do you have a favorite?
Probably the back-to-back, the 2010. Yeah, prior to 2010. It was one of those things where we wanted to do it because nobody had done it in a long time. And, you know, it was just, you know, our thing is, and I still kind of talk about doing it better than it's ever been done before. And that's always been my motto, and I always compete. And so, you know, Coach Tressman, man, he never really talked about the back-to-back, but it was all about competing. And we knew if we compete at our top and we put in the same energy we did from the year before, that we had an opportunity to get back, and we had an opportunity to get back, and we played the same team, and we just convincingly went out and just beat them. And you know, that was in Edmonton. And so, you know, that's the thing. It's about competing and going out and just giving it everything that you have.
Well, this has been awesome, Anwar. I appreciate it. And, hey, all the best getting back on the field. I think we'll all be watching Kentucky a little more this year. I appreciate the chance to chat ball, and stay safe down there. All the best.
Hey, you too. All right, man. Love you guys. Hey, Canada, you already know. I thank you for adopting old country boy like myself. I appreciate you.
Awesome. Love you too, Anwar. Thank you. Have a great day. Anwar Stewart, right, checking in from Kentucky. There is a Hall of Famer right there. Where's his call to the Hall?
It's got to come soon.
I'm sure it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we're over time, but we'll be right back, and we'll be talking about the rock star of the day. We'll be talking about all these topics. It's the RP Show's Football Friday, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you, Rick Regan. This is why the CFL fans, we love them. We love the CFL. We all love each other. And I look at the poll today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. The poll question is, who do you support in the CFL return to play saga? Because it's been an ugly 24 to 48 hours in the CFL with the players pointing fingers at the commissioner. He says, I understand you're upset. It's not an easy time. And frustrations are starting to boil over. And our poll question was, who do you support in all this? The CFL, the players, or both? The runaway leaders, both, 53%. It's not a time to be divisive, however you say it. And the commissioner is saying, I understand you're upset. I'll reiterate it here, what I said earlier on the program and what I said on my Cat Country 98 FM commentary today is that I think this will end the way it always ends. The owners and the commissioner will figure out a return to play. They'll figure out a deal and they'll give the players a take it or leave it offer. And then the players will take it and they'll be on the field. The question is, when does that offer come? And I guess... And I'm a fan of the Players Association, too. Big-time fan of Solomon Elamimian and Brian Ramsey. But I almost think they're the guys that should be telling the players, if they're not, go get jobs. But I also know players very, very, very well. My guess is Brian Ramsey's been telling them, but they haven't been listening. They've wanted to work out and do what they wanted to do. And now the rubber's hit the road. There's still no games, there's still no checks, and now they got to go find a job.
Yeah.
That's my read on the situation.
And there's going to be no football until September at the earliest. So you know there's going to be no paychecks until September anyway. You hope there's some government support, but that's kind of the reality. It's kind of, okay, is the money you made during the season enough to tide you through the offseason? Now the offseason is going to be longer, unfortunately. You know, some guys get jobs in the offseason, some guys don't. And now the guys who don't, they've got to make that hard decision. And it can't be an easy one, right? To go back and get a job or continue to work out and try and survive until, you know, the middle of August or the beginning of August when potentially we could go back to camp.
So it's a hard spot to be in for sure.
Well, Carlos Legena has been watching to the whole show, and Carlos says all sides want to return to football. I don't know. I've been at this a long time, and not just football, but hockey too. The problem is we all want the same thing. We can't all agree on how to get there. That's where the argument becomes. And the fights.
Yeah.
You know, and you hope that we can find a resumption, but that's not necessarily going to happen imminently.
Yeah, and you always hear the argument. Well, clearly the only way to get there is this.
Exactly.
And each side says their way is the only way to get there, and they're not really willing to have the conversation and get to the same place together.
I'm glad we were having a talk last night over supper. We went to OJ's as a family. And it came up, like, my wife, she goes, I don't like how you peek on people on the show. You just black out on people on the show. And my daughter's boyfriend's like, I actually love it. He said, all my friends love it. And then they couldn't believe the guys that I peek on come back for more. They invite it. They laugh when I do. So my point on this, oh, the business of the day. We're going to get to a business of the day. We got to come up with a business of the day. Can you guys figure out in the back? So Jeff in Calgary says, regarding our sim, our CFL sim, computer simulation of the Friday Night Football doubleheader tonight, he says, Calgary Stampeders at home tonight versus Montreal. Stamps win is as certain as tomorrow's sunrise. Jeff, you're why people don't like Calgary. That attitude is why people don't like Calgary. Now, riders are arrogant too. I mean, the Rider Nation. I don't mean this group of riders. I get that we've been annoying historically as well. But we've also been the doormats for 100 years, so people put up with it. They think it's quaint. Calgary has the reason to puff their chest out. When you have a reason to puff it out, don't puff it out. People don't like that. Right?
Right.
But I'll allow it because it's Friday and it's sim talk.
Yes.
It's sim talk, trash talking. So I get where he's coming from. Nelson writes us. He's the guy. He's the commissioner of our simulation league. He inputted all the players' info. He's done such a great job at Doug Flutie's Maximum Football. So Nelson texts me and says, why is Ricky the Iguana peeking out? But why not?
Why not?
Because it's Friday.
Ricky does what Ricky does.
No kidding. His lips are chapped last I saw.
It's the season. It's dry.
Oh, it's Paul, everybody. Hi, Paul. And Ryan, too. Nelson says, can't believe directing people to video game football is my life today. This is what you wanted, Nelson. This is what he wanted. I said to Cindy, because we were getting late in the fourth quarter last night. There were 7 minutes left in Thursday night football, TNF, Lions Eskimos. And my wife's like, can you shut that off and can we watch Netflix? And I'm like, this is what it's going to be all summer, watching sim football. I'm pulled into the comments. I've had five different conversations going, Cindy, with Eskimos and Lions fans.
I know. These are my people.
It hooks you in. I'm like, but I think the Eskimos got it in the bag here. It was just so lifelike, though.
Yeah.
Can you guys turn your phones off, please? Would you look at your watch? Say it. Oh, Paul's like, shut up. Go off the air. You're done. You guys were supposed to come up with a business of the week. Ah, I got it. TG Marketing. Do we have anything down here from TG Marketing?
There should be. Under your desk.
Put the camera on him for a second. Would you mind?
You got to find it.
Talk, Darren.
Okay.
Ah!
There you go. TG Marketing. You'll spin about him, but...
Found it.
There you go.
TG Marketing, founded by Tom McNall 30-plus years ago. It's on Winnipeg Street. They can put your logo on just about anything. What would you call them? A promotional company? Marketing company?
Yeah. Promo
marketing company?
Yeah.
They put logos on stuff for your company. You want to promote your company through T-shirts, hats, golf tees, you name it. That's their slogan. They can put your logo on just about anything. And I know that they are a proud MySask 411 customer. You can find them in the app. Just type in marketing company. And I'll say it again. The MySask 411 app is right on my main screen. My favorites. It's like a phone book in your hand. It's like a Google for Saskatchewan. And at Direct West and MySask 411, that's what we do. Connecting Saskatchewan businesses, businesses helping out businesses. It's TG Marketing this week. They are the official promotional materials provider for the RP show.
You got it.
Is that not true?
That's true.
That's not bad.
That's true.
Pulling
that's
it
good.
Out of my underwear.
That's pretty good.
That's it. I think we're done. Thanks for sitting through that, Ryan and Paul. What's wrong, Paul? Cat got your tongue? He's not in the mood. He's not in the mood today.
Not to be trifled with today.
Not to be trifled. Okay. Doubleheader tonight. CFL Sim on Twitch TV. Search N Hacker 49. CFL, we're treating your product with the utmost of respect because we love it so much and it's been so much fun. We'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook. Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.